Hey everybody, it's April 16th. Welcome to Pray Today. I hope you have been sharing with others that you're doing this prayer challenge and hopefully inviting them to join you on the journey. If you haven't, maybe there's somebody that you need to invite to join you for this. Today we're going to talk about a topic that affects all of us, anger. And we have talked a lot in the past in sermon series about righteous anger. I want to read to you a verse out of Ephesians today that is my favorite verse in the Bible about anger. It is a verse that my grandfather talked to me about. He didn't quote the verse, but talked to me about this the day before D-Lynn and I got married 25 years ago. It says this, and this is Paul speaking. He says, "In your anger, do not sin." So I want to stop right there. In your anger, do not sin. Did you notice there's an assumption being made right there? There's an assumption being made that we will be angry. It doesn't say if you become angry. It says in your anger, do not sin. See, it's not a sin to be angry. It is a sin to respond to that anger in a way that doesn't honor God. Then it says this, there's the real challenging part. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. So there's two things here I want to talk to you about. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. So what this means is that we are not to hold on to our anger. Now there are situations that happen in our lives that it's not as easy as just deciding not to be angry. I understand that full well. But we are to work to not let anger continually be present and to hold on to that anger, because verse 27 says, and do not give the devil a foothold. You know, that word foothold really makes me think about somebody who's climbing up a ladder. And if you're climbing up a ladder and somebody is grabbing a hold of your foot, I mean, that's kind of a scary thought, especially for someone like me who's fallen 20 feet off of a roof from a ladder. Not because someone grabbed my foot, though. But if somebody grabs your foot as you're trying to climb a ladder, I would consider that a foothold. They've got a hold of your foot. But there's another word I want to talk about here, and that word is stronghold. So if someone were to grab onto your foot while you're climbing up a ladder and continually working their way up until they were on your back, which would be more difficult to get rid of them? If they were holding onto your foot or if they had climbed all the way onto your back? You see, when we give the devil a foothold in our lives in an area like anger, and he annoys us, you can usually kick him off. You can shake him off, kick him off. But when we have allowed him to continually do that, and if we're not careful, then he will crawl up and it will be much more difficult, because that foothold will become a stronghold. And strongholds are far more difficult, in my opinion, to break than footholds, just judging by the words there. So I want you to think about that today. Is there somebody that you're angry at? Is there something that happened today or yesterday or recently that you're still angry about, that you need to decide that you're not going to let the sun go down today still angry? Let's pray about that as we go into our day today. God, we know that anger is inevitable. We know that there are always going to be situations and individuals who hurt us and who anger us. But we know that we are so clearly instructed throughout the Bible and in the Proverbs about being slow to anger, letting the little things go. But Lord, we don't want the enemy to get a foothold, and we certainly don't want the enemy to have a stronghold in our life. We know that when we are living in bitterness and anger, then you can't work in us the way that you desire to. So God, I pray that as we go into today that we are very aware of those things that make us angry. And we put them into perspective and we make a conscious choice as much as we possibly can that we will not hold on to anger. Lord, forgive us when we do hold on to anger, when it becomes resentment and hatred. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to forgive others no matter what wrong they've done to us. God, I pray that you would help us to not give in to the enemy's desire for us to hold on to anger. God, thank you so much for the freedom that comes through Jesus Christ and the relationship we have with him. We know that in so many things we feel that we don't have power, but we forget that we have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, and we have what God gave us through Jesus. We have eternal life, and we know, Lord, that you will give us the strength that we need to do the things you ask us to do. Thank you for that strength. In Jesus' name,